Well, first, the ongoing controversy over where Wellington's future ferry terminal should be built to accommodate two new larger rail ferries due in 2024. An estimated $1 billion investment for new wharves in both Wellington and Picton is needed to allow for the new vessels. 2 years ago, the Future Ports Forum, with representatives from the Greater Wellington Regional Council, the Wellington City Council, Centreport, the Transport Agency, Kiwi Rail and Bluebridge, was set up to look at where the capital's new ferry terminal should go. It was agreed the new site would be shared by the Inter-Islander, which Kiwi Rail owns, and its rival Bluebridge. In April this year, that forum recommended Kaiwharawhara, just north of the city, where the Inter-Islander ferries currently dock. But Kiwi Rail disagreed with that and is pushing for the inner harbour next to the current Bluebridge site at King's Wharf. Now a new report commissioned by Kiwi Rail has identified a number of risks at the site, including Wellington's notorious wind. We have invited Kiwi Rail to come onto the programme this morning, but they declined, essentially. With us now are Darren Ponter, Chair of the Greater Wellington Regional Council. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Catherine.
And good morning also to Wellington City Councillor Nicola Young.
Good morning.
Just to be clear, the Greater Wellington Regional Council is the majority shareholder of Centreport. So we understand, Darren, you essentially speak as one. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. We were in close contact with Horizons Regional Council, which is the minority shareholder. But yes, we hold the vast majority of shares in the port.
So is it fair to say that the Regional Council is frustrated with Kiwi Rail? Can you pick up?
Yes, we are frustrated. We spent 2 years working as part of an alliance, as you've just listed the members of that alliance, and in the last few weeks, Kiwi Rail walked away from that alliance when it became clear that their preferred option, which was to migrate to King's Wharf in the inner city area of Wellington, wasn't going to actually surface as the preferred option.
So what did happen in the end? The forum issued its report, but Kiwi Rail essentially disagreed with it.
So Kiwi Rail disagreed with it. All of the other parties remain convinced that Kaiwharawhara is the best location for the ferries, and the Greater Wellington Regional Council and the Horizons Regional Council have both endorsed Kaiwharawhara as the preferred option.
The concerns it is raising, though, the new report that it has, the concerns it is raising, including around seismic risk and what geo experts say about that, do they have a point?
Yes, look, it's true that the Kaiwharawhara site has the lowest rating in terms of seismic suitability. So it scored the lowest of all four sites around the Wellington Harbour. But it is Wellington Harbour, and there's no site around the harbour that is going to score highly. There are many other positive features of Kaiwharawhara that we think means that it still comes to the top of the list as the preferred site.
It has also talked about things like access to and from the motorway, the difficulties that disembarking passengers and trucks have with that slightly more distant site. Logistically, purely from its perspective, do you understand why it prefers prefers the inner city, the inner harbour site at King's Wharf?
No, I don't. Those statements about access to the motorway just clearly can't be true. Most people who come by ferry, passengers, are not actually coming to Wellington. They're getting straight on the motorway and to their points of destination. The northern, most northerly site is Kaiwharawhara, best situated to the motorway. The intention has always been through NZTA that once the ferry terminal is in place, new linkages will be created to the motorway to make the egress even better than it is now.
So what is your concern of Kiwi Rail pushing for this preferred inner site?
Well, look, our concern is one that Kaiwharawhara stacks up quite significantly as a better site than all other three sites. But more importantly, Kiwi Rail insisting on coming into King's Wharf raises a range of safety issues in relation to the inner harbour. They're bringing large ferries, twice as big as the current ferries, right into the front yard of Wellington, and it would also potentially knock out a significant amount of other port activity. So we don't just do ferries in Wellington. We also have container traffic and log traffic, fuel and what have you. KiwiRail's insistence on King's Wharf would potentially knock out one of those lines of freight. And, you know, that becomes a question of commercial viability for the port.
Logistically, again, what happens? You've got something like five departures or incomings from Bluebridge from that particular wharf at the moment. Inevitably, if two companies were using that wharf, that would significantly increase the number of sailings in a certain part of the harbour, correct?
That's correct, and it's interesting that the report that has been commissioned to simulate how the new ferries would operate in and out of King's Wharf all seem to have an upside for KiwiRail and a downside for Bluebridge. They also seem to look very favourably on port operations on a good day, and it is a mill pond out there in Wellington Harbour this morning. But as you well know, Wellington has some very bad days as well, and we all need to be looking at how the port operations would work on a bad day.
What has the Harbour Master said about that? We invited him on the programme this morning. He declined. But what has he said to the forum about the safety issues for all users? Of course, there's yachties, paddleboarders, canoeists, rowers, swimmers in some parts of the inner harbour, for which he has overall responsibility. What does he say about having both ferry companies operating from that single site and in that location?
So my summary of his review of that report is that he's highly sceptical we can operate large ferries in that constrained environment safely. The report is really only conceptual. It leaves many questions unanswered, and you'd have to be making a leap of faith to actually endorse the report at this point.
So KiwiRail's position is that other activities could continue despite its operating its new ferries from this site?
Oh, other activities could continue, but with some potentially quite significant constraints and constraints that might ultimately lead to Bluebridge having to quite significantly change its operations. That's something that we have to bear in mind as a shareholder in the port company. Our interests are not just in KiwiRail. We have to actually cater for a whole range of commercial operators, and Bluebridge is one of those. So we have to have their interests in mind just as much as we have to have KiwiRail's interests.
How would Bluebridge have to change what it does under KiwiRail's proposal?
The report suggests that in bad weather events, they would need to deploy tugs, which are quite expensive, as you might imagine, and the berthing time onto the wharf would increase from about 8 minutes to 16 minutes every time a Bluebridge ferry came in under bad weather. Those are all constraints on the operation of Bluebridge as a consequence, as well as a range of other issues that they identify.
Can you stay with us, please, Darren? I'd like to bring in Nicola Young now, Wellington City Councillor. Your interest in this, the council's interest in this, is...
Well, I represent the inner city. I'm an inner city councillor, and the council, the Wellington City Council, is completely in accord with the regional council, Centreport, etc.
So what are your concerns about the impacts on city dwellers, businesses, users?
Yeah.
In each situation, your preference, you agree with Kai Wharawhara being the location, and the concerns about it being further in towards the city and in the inner harbour, the concerns would be?
Well, when I grew up in Wellington, we didn't have any access to the inner city harbour and the waterfront. We now have that, and it's become a playground for Wellingtonians. We love our waterfront and our inner harbour. So that's one concern, that we would lose some of that. The other one is that, of course, each of these very large ferries 8 stories high, would be disgorging 42 rail wagons shunting across Waterloo Quay to the railway station. So Kiwi Rail's solution to this is to build a flyover from the beginning of the stadium until after the railway station. Now, you may remember, Catherine, that Wellingtonians have an historic dislike of flyovers. We've had some very controversial situations. And this, I think it's madness. So, you know, I, as a city councillor, my number one thing is to make life better for Wellingtonians, and I don't see why we would want to have an industrial area right in the heart of our city.
I mean, there already is a mini flyover, isn't there? There's already, you know, ships and cars and vehicles disgorging over a bridge. And you're talking about something on a much larger scale.
Much larger and much closer to the centre of the city. And also, that was done many years ago. You know, times change.
What of the impact on access to the harbour? Do you believe there would be an impact on access to the harbour, whether on land but particularly for users? And if so, what would that be?
Well, I would be concerned by people like the kayakers, the people who like to swim in Wellington. They're hardier than I am. You know, we have quite a big rowing culture. So, and small boats, the yachties, because the harbour is a big place and there are alternatives for the ferries, but there aren't alternatives for kayakers, because once you get out into the big harbour, you know, you're getting into much more difficult weather conditions. As Darren said, the inner harbour can be like a mill pond, the outer harbour less so. But, you know, it's just that the costs of this would be enormous, and I just feel that, you know, when I had my children were small, I'd say to them, I want doesn't get, and I think it's really good that Darren and all of us are saying that to Kiwi Rail.
Except this is also about future proofing. These are much larger ferries, they're electric ferries, they're going to, I mean, part of what the city's interests are in a functioning port, right?
Oh, totally.
In an environment where there's a lot of competition between ports.
Yes.
And so when a major user says we are going to invest in a significant new fleet and we are wanting to be part of investing in a significant new terminal, there are positives for the city as well.
Yes, but the same positives will be there if they go to Kaifarafar. I mean, we just need to look at cities like Tokyo, which have, you know, similar earthquake problems to us. Engineers can build anywhere. They just, you know, we know what the issues are. And the thing is, we would effectively be bringing State Highway 1 right into the heart of the city. Now, we like to think Wellington is a, you know, fabulous place to live, but not with the State Highway 1 right in the middle. It could be just down the road. It would make no difference, you know, once it was built, to make no difference to the users, and those cars could go straight up State Highway 1 rather than driving right through the middle of the city, because, you know, each ferry will disgorge 6 to 7 kilometres of traffic right around the railway station and in sort of lower areas of Thorndon. Crazy.
So what route would you take from the new site if you were wanting to loop straight onto the State Highway out of the city? Under the proposal, what route would you take?
So you know the joke about city councillors is we think once we were elected we know everything. So I'm not a traffic engineer. But I think the thing is you would just go, you just basically draw a line from the ferry terminal to State Highway 1 and think, what is the best way of getting there?
Right. Darren, can you comment on that? What would happen to traffic flows if the Inter-Islander were at the new site, and all people are wanting to do essentially is get out of the city one way or another, what would be the roading pressure that would increase?
So the proposal from Kiwi Rail is that those people will be ejected from the ferries via a flyover. That means that they won't come into conflict with the rail traffic that's going near the stadium. But we're talking about a $70 to $100 million piece of infrastructure that has to be built to cater for those people.
And so how would that then connect with State Highway 1?
So you would still use the same Aotea access way onto State Highway 1. There's no new change
so
as a consequence.
So it's not going to, and is it going to impinge really on the CBD?
Well, you are dragging more traffic closer into the CBD. Remember, these ferries are nearly twice as large as the earlier ferries, so they're disgorging a lot more traffic. So if you get a ferry that comes in at the same time as people are leaving a large game at the stadium, then you've got conflict. Those are all things that would potentially need to be worked through. And really the bigger question is, why is it necessary for Kiwi Rail to actually locate ferries in the middle of the city? Why do we need to have this conversation at all. And we're still really waiting for an answer from KiwiRail on that. Other than the seismic issue, we don't really have an understanding about why KiwiRail is trying to insist on King's Wharf.
Well, you say other than the seismic issue, but it's a pretty big issue. It impacted the port last time. It certainly impacted other buildings on port land. So it is a big one for anyone planning major infrastructure.
Yes, and ironically, you're quite right, Catherine, but ironically, the area that was greatest hit in the last earthquake, in the Kaikoura earthquake, was the area around King's Wharf. Witness the fact that the BNZ Centre has recently been torn down, and we spent 2 years trying to recover our container terminal. King's Wharf sits bang in the middle of those two pieces of infrastructure, which were massively hit. So nowhere in Wellington City is going to be an A1 site for a piece of infrastructure like this. We will just have to turn our mind to the engineering solutions wherever it goes.
Is there not here, and we've invited them on and they're still welcome to come on, answer your own question. Why do you believe they are so insistent on the King's site, King's Wharf site?
I suppose they have a view that it enables them better to marshal the traffic onto these large ferries. So the King's Wharf site is not just the wharf. It would take a significant amount of the centre port space for marshalling of trains, vehicles and what have you. And I think they're looking for that space as much as anything else to be able to accommodate these large ferries in their operations.
Nicola Young, I have to let you go because you've got another infrastructure matter to discuss in a moment. I wanted to ask you about residents because it has, as you've said, the inner harbour become increasingly a residential area. A lot of apartments have been adapted, really, in some of the old former port buildings or other buildings. Are they really that affected by whether it's here or a bit further out here?
So that's interesting, Catherine. I've talked to a number of the residents. They're really concerned about these mega ferries effectively doing donuts in front of their apartments. And you might think, well, that's so what? It might be quite fun to watch that. But don't forget we have sometimes atrocious winds in Wellington. And I know that I was told the other day there have been instances where the Blue Bridge ferries, much smaller than these new heavy rail ferries, have been caught by the wind and pushed in towards Queen's Wharf. And in fact, in one case, got so close to knocking it that the tugs had to come in and rescue it. Now, the new ferries are, of course, much bigger, which gives the wind a much bigger area to push around, you know, so it is a real concern. I mean, a lot of people think, well, it must be lovely to look at boats coming and going and the harbour ships coming and going. But, I mean, this is a very constricted area, a lot of people there, and I think it could be potentially quite dangerous.
Darren, what is also happening with the proposal to share the new terminal between the two companies? Has there been a change of position there by KiwiRail?
Well, what you're referring to, Catherine, is our preference that we have a single user ferry, just as you do when you get a ferry terminal, just as you do when you go to the airport, by and large. Both companies would prefer to have single user ferry terminals, unless we can get them to come to some agreement on a multi-user ferry terminal. It looks more than likely that there will be two terminals built in the future.
You can understand that from a competition and a commercial point of view?
I can acknowledge their preference for single user ferry terminals, but these are significant assets that we will have to construct for them. I would still like to find a way by which we could accommodate both operators. Even if they do feel that they have different products and they're catering for different audiences, a lot of the infrastructure actually is still the same.
Then there comes the point that I think KiwiRail has made, which is they may well, as you've pointed out, need a lot more room for different stuff. It comes down to who would pay for what or how that would be reflected in any commercial arrangement.
Yes, and that's a negotiation that we will need to have with both companies, principally with KiwiRail to start with. We will effectively build what they require, and they will lease those assets from us during the lifetime of that agreement.
Are there any other implications of the much larger ferries? As we said, they are much greener ferries, much more environmentally friendly with respect to being significantly electric, I understand. But are there any other implications for the Inner Harbour itself or anything else that is in your purview as a result of the size of the new boats?
Well, interesting you should raise that, Catherine. And I suppose an issue that is on the margins of our purview is just exactly why we are going to such large-scale ferries, because the conversation that we are having now is effectively brought to us because we are migrating to these very large ferries. If we were to stick with more conventional-sized ferries, then they would fit within the current wharfing and berthing infrastructure at Kai Wharewhare and in Picton as well, and we wouldn't be having such an elaborate conversation about these issues. So I have raised with the shareholding ministers of KiwiRail in the past exactly why we are actually going to such large ferries post-COVID. I suppose a question now arises as to whether we can afford to go to such large ferries and whether we might not need a stopgap measure in the next 5 to 10 years that might mean buying new second-hand ferries for a while we reassess our position as New Zealand Inc.
A large part of the logic, I understand, from their perspective is the rail traffic, the amount of freight that they carry relative to passengers, and this would be a significant boon, the new ferries, to that and to the logistics of that.
And that may be the case. So the difficulty for us is the regional council, even though I've commented on the size of the ferries, is we haven't seen the business case that supports the ferries, and we haven't seen the logic from KiwiRail that supports that. So that's an issue between them and their shareholding ministers. We've just raised the question, are they really necessary?
The question, though, I was getting at is there's no issue with berthing or with depths or with anything else relating to the operation of a much larger vessel?
No, not particularly at this stage. We haven't been alerted to any issues other than the safety issues relating to berthing the ferries on the wharves.
Thank you for your time, Darren Ponta, who is chair of the Greater Wellington Regional Council, speaking also earlier there to the Wellington City Councillor Nicola Young. We had also hoped to speak to KiwiRail this morning. Of course, we want to hear their arguments on this. They've declined to appear. The invitation remains open. In a statement, KiwiRail has said, subject to the right harbour management controls being in place, it can operate safely and successfully in Wellington. Again, the invitation remains open to come and speak to us today or another day.